Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. Thank you that you've called us out of darkness into your kingdom, as family restored. Thank you for that. And we also have the wonderful title as ambassadors to declare your goodness that has come in Jesus and be the lights in the darkness. So thank you for this wonderful word this morning. Just bless it to our spirits, and I pray the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we know this hope, this expectation, and you just started a mighty work, and you just completed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, disciples. It's Philippians chapter 2 from 14 to 16.
Live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves. For then you will be seen as innocent, faultless, and pure children of God, even though you live in the midst of a brutal and perverse culture. For you will appear among them as shining lights, and in the universe holding out the words of eternal life. I haven't labored among you for nothing, for your lives are the fruit of my ministry, and will be my glorious boast at the unveiling of Christ.
Hallelujah. So we got the beautiful word in that. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God. You know, it's God working in you to will and to do. And this is all in fulfillment of some wonderful scripture in Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27. The word speaks here, I will make a new covenant. And in this new covenant, we see what a new creation looks like. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone in Christ is a new creation. And he says in this new and this better covenant, God will take out our heart of stone, give us a heart of flesh, take out the wrong spirit, the spirit working sons of disobedience, and give us a new spirit. And then he will cause us to walk in obedience to his leading, to his purpose, and to his plan. So it's such a beautiful covenant. You know, the old covenant was God says, this is what I like, this is what you should do. And then man had to go do it, and they found they couldn't do it because of sin. But praise God, now that Jesus has come, sin has been broken. We have got a new heart, and we've got a new spirit. We're new creations, and now we can. And God is the one that writes his laws on our hearts and minds, and so that we can do it. So we are walking in the plans God has for us. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. So first of all, we're born again. We've been changed. We're in the kingdom, in fellowship with the Father and Son. And now we are the ambassadors. Because we are walking in the light as he's in the light, we are ambassadors imploring others to come into the light, come out of the frustration. Why? Because today is the day of salvation. The time, this is the time God has made available for mankind to come out, and we are the voice crying in the wilderness, come home, be reconciled, be restored. So it's a wonderful covenant. And then all the beautiful things we see there, when we're in tune with God and we're in tune with the understanding of this covenant, that's when we are the ambassadors. That's when we shine like lights in this crooked and perverse world. And that's where we are holding fast to words of life. And those words are then depicted in our attitudes and our actions. So know you've been bought with a price. God has done everything in Christ Jesus. God says, stop your nonsense. You can't do it. And he has done it. And we've entered into that rest now. We died, and our lives are now hidden with Christ in God. Part of the family, God is busy doing his work in us and through us. So be blessed to be that fragrance of Christ. And that's what it's all about, eh? All that counts is now being a new creation, child of the living God, because he who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen.